W-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is Ryan Fitzpatrick, and you're listening to the Neil Reynolds Podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the penultimate episode of Season 3 of the Neil Reynolds Podcast in association with Elite Sports Travel. I'm your host, Neil Reynolds, and this week, I'm a special guest, a little bit different, but somebody who's just arrived in the United Kingdom. So he's the new head of the NFL Academy, which is based up in Loughborough. He played college football in America. He was a college football coach, worked in player development and player engagement for the Oakland Raiders and the Kansas City Chiefs in the NFL. So got a fascinating career story and big plans and encouraging plans for the NFL Academy in Loughborough. So here's my conversation with Lamont Winston.
Lamont, welcome to the UK. Are you excited about your new role?
Absolutely, Neil. You know, it's an opportunity to empower and impact not only our young men, but the community here in Loughborough and in the UK. They're embracing American football, and you know, they want to learn. And so it's very unique on so many fronts.
What made you want to get involved? When you're looking at it from thousands of miles away, what made you think, I want to get over there and get my hands on the NFL Academy?
The young men that are involved, that's been a part of my life from the beginning. You know, I started playing football, getting involved when I was probably 8, 9 years old. And so it's been part of my journey my whole life. You know, you step into to what your purpose is. And I realized that this was mine. And so it was very easy to say yes.
Tell me a little bit about your football journey. So did you play in, and I know you were in the NFL with the Chiefs and the Raiders, which, well, I mean, that's quite a rivalry to go from one to the other.
Yeah, it was conflicted because on that front, you know, I grew up in Oakland, California, and I grew up a Raider fan. Actually, my first Pop Warner team, which is youth football, were the Oakland Piedmont Raiders. We had silver uniforms. We had the logo. So obviously I was entrenched. I'm sure much like folks are with their soccer teams, football teams here. And, you know, and then as I got in, when I was younger, you know, the arch enemy was the Chiefs. You know, it was just the Chiefs. And so fast forward, you know, as like, you know, years go by, I ended up being professionally, I ended up working for the enemy. and I would go home to Oakland and we'd play in the Coliseum. And so it just brought back a lot of memories, conflicting memories. And people would ask me, like, you know, like, how could you go work for the Chiefs? Well, the enemy, well, they're paying the paycheck. So
yeah, they're the family now.
Yeah. And then, you know, and then who'd have known? You know, when I switched organizations, I got an opportunity to work with Reggie McKenzie. He called and asked me to join him. And as him being a former Raider, it was easy to say yes. I was going home. And now I'm back in the silver and black. And I'm looking up at the hillside there where from Alameda, and that's where I went to high school. I'm looking at the Hill Range where I went to junior college. I started my coaching career there. So it was really full circle for me. And then it was like, okay, I was back to fighting against the enemy again. So it's been a fantastic ride, and everything in between there, the experiences, the people that have helped me along in my journey. And that's why I know, you know, no one can do this on their own, no matter how gifted you are, both athletically or intellectually, you can't do it by yourself. You can try. It will not be as fruitful and as meaningful as when you have a team of people that have helped you along on your journey.
So tell us a little bit about you touched on coaching there. So you coached along the way as well. Tell us and tell my listeners a little bit about your kind of your journey, that side of it.
Yeah, you know, I kind of went through all stages. I was a late bloomer. I was like some of the young men that we have. You know, they're late bloomers. In high school, if you can imagine, as a senior, my last year, I was probably about 5'9", 165 pounds. And I didn't even work after playing football after high school. I worked, but then I had a growth spurt. And I went from 5'9 to 6'1, ultimately to 6'2, and switched positions at a late stage. And that kicked off my football career. So I played in junior college for a year. And then had an opportunity to go to a Division II school in Utah. So I went there for a year. Then things happened and they dropped football. And so I transferred, went back home. I went to Long Beach City College, completed my Associate of Arts degree, and then decided to go back to finish my football playing career and get my bachelor's degree. So I went to San Francisco State and went back home, so to speak, in the Bay Area. And played there for 2 years for a great coach, a well-renowned coach, well respected. And then he's the one that I was trying to play in the NFL, like all of us. Like, I want to go play in the NFL.
Right.
He grabbed me. You know, he would always talk to the seniors and say, hey, look, you want to play in the league? Let me know. Let's have a talk after the season. So it was my turn. I'm expecting, let's have this talk. And he starts talking to me about coaching. Well, Neil, I'm like, that's the last thing I want to do.
You don't want to hear that.
Yeah, that's the last thing I want to do is coach. Because I'm looking, these guys work way too hard. They work way too many crazy hours. Like, I was not trying to do that. And he told me, Lamont, you'd be a really good coach and blah, blah, blah. So I kind of said, okay. So I ran away from him for a long time. And then I went and tried out for the USFL the first time mm-hmm. they came.
Yeah, yeah.
And then at that point, it wasn't I missed the window with trying out as a free agent for the Cowboys. I chose to finish my education at that time before I went to SF State. So, I just said, I was just kind of out there trying to find my way. And I got this, people go, Lamont, you ought to coach. My mom was really, son, you really should just give it a try. So there was a job that was open in Oakland at one of the high schools. My PE teacher, physical ed teacher from middle school, was in charge, and I applied. I didn't get it. I was crushed. Like, you've been knowing me all this time, like, you wouldn't. And I said, okay. Then I was really soured on coaching, but as God would have it, I decided, he said, you know what? This other opportunity came through us, between at Albany High School, real tiny, tiny high school. And I applied. Coach said, hey, you're going to be the coach. You're going to be assistant coach. So I did it. I went, and he told me when I got there, his name was Coach Hoyle. He said, Lamont, I'll be the head coach and I'll be the figurehead, but you're going to coach the team. You do whatever you want to do. And I'm thinking, oh man, I wasn't ready for that. Just let me coach the wide receivers, right? And so he let me, and I brought on a friend of mine, a college teammate of mine, to do it with me on defense. And, we had that experience, and we took a group of kids, very small group of, we had about 30 kids. We ran about 8 of them off because they didn't want to work hard. And we had about, finished playing, we started the season with about 23 guys, Neil. We ended up winning a conference championship, first time in the school's history, and last. we had some players that, were just fumbling around, and they ended up, going to junior college and or to Division I. And then my career took off. Then I had an opportunity. I got asked to go coach at a junior college where I actually played. At the junior college. And I was at Merritt College, and I was asked to coach there. So I went there and coached for a few years. I coached my brother, which was really tough. And then my career just kind of kept stair-stepping. So I went from Merritt College. Remember now, San Francisco State Coach Rowan, who first talked to me about it, he took notice. He called me. He said, Lamont, I want you to come visit with me. Okay, coach, come over. I went to San Francisco. He said, I want you to coach, and you're going to coach the DBs. Okay, so now he's got me in, Neil. He got me in. So now I'm coaching this, and it's a good thing. Then he said, the next year he said, come visit with me. So I do it again. He says, I want you to be the offensive coordinator. Whoa, that's way too much responsibility. I don't want to do that. But I did it. The next year, same thing. Come visit with me. This was in the summer. You're going to be the defensive coordinator. So he was giving me all of these levels of responsibility.
You're learning on the job as well.
Shape and mold me and get me out of this. I was young. I wanted to do this. I wanted to do that. I wanted to coach a little bit. No, you're going to be committed full time. And great opportunities there. Learned a lot about football from a fantastic coach. Learned about the American Football Coach Association. He was the president at one time. So I got a chance to meet Joe Paterno's of the world. Wow. He had some great coaches. John Majors, Joe Rustick, who was at Harvard for many, many years. So I got a chance to, and once I got around those guys, and then that's the power of being around, you know, excellent people, elite people. I got a chance to meet them, and they had an impression on me. And I saw my head coach in a different light. And so I coached there for six or seven years. And then the opportunity came up to, he asked me, he said, Lamont, there's an opportunity at Nevada Reno, University of Nevada. And he said, you know, like, you should go for it. And he said, you know, one of your coaching mates is applying too. And I'm like, well, coach, my teammate, my coaching mates, I'm like, I should do it. He said, no, that's not how the business works. You apply, best man win. So I applied, got the interview at Nevada with Coach Alt, who's another fantastic mentor of mine. And literally, I was on my way. This is an interesting story. I was on my way to Nevada, which is up in the Sierra Mountains, right? And I stopped off at a friend's house. I get a phone call from my mom saying, you know, Coach Rowan's trying to find you. I'm like, okay, what's going on? So I called Coach. He said, Lamont, where are you? I said, I'm in Sacramento. And he said, okay, it's a Saturday. This is a Saturday now. You know, he says, okay, what do you, I'm on my way to Reno, Coach. I've accepted the job there. Mm. He said, well, I need you to go back to San Francisco and meet with John Majors, University of Tennessee. Hmm. So I'm like, wow. Now remember, I didn't have cell phones. So there wasn't nobody I could talk to.
Right.
To myself, like, what am I doing? And I told Coach, I said, Coach, I've already committed to these people. He said, Lamont, just do like I'm asking. Okay. I go interview with Coach Majors, and it's interesting. The guy that met me in the lobby was Phil Fulmer, who ended up being his successor.
Yeah.
And what they did then, you know, he met me, we talked, they do the eye test, then he went to this hotel lobby phone, called upstairs, and then, you know, that meaning, I guess I passed the eye test.
Right? You made it to the meeting, yeah.
And I went up into the meeting. So I go up in here, this big old penthouse thing overlooking San Francisco, and I'm just like, I had a tie on and all that good stuff. The first thing Coach Major said to me, he said, well, your name is Henry. They call you Lamont. He said, well, before I call you Lamont, he said, Henry, you look like a preacher with this suit and tie on. Boy, I mean, what do you do? I don't want to laugh. I don't want, you know. And so we got into it, and I was interviewing for the running back job. Mm. And I told him, I said, Coach, as I told Coach Rowan, I've committed to Nevada. I've already, you know, he asked me who the head coach was and that kind of stuff. He said, if you're our guy, don't worry about it. I said, well, Coach, all I have is my word. And you know, and I'm a loyal guy. He said, don't worry about it. And we went through that thing. I think it was a good interview. I get in my car, head up to Nevada. And that Monday, I get a call from Coach Rowan saying, Lamont, they're serious about you. Man.
Big world now.
Big world. And a big it's interesting because this is a big decision. I look back, it was a big decision. Mm. Because in my mind, you know, you learn about commitment. You talk about loyalty. You talk about integrity. You talk about. And so I And I'm up here, and these people have written an article at Nevada. I was the first African-American coach that they ever hired full time. So, you know, there was some things there that, you know, and that I'm like, OK, I got to do this right. And, you know, coach said, well, take the day and think about it. I said, coach, these people are going to introduce me in the afternoon. I don't have a day to think about it. So he said, well, think about it for, you know, give me a call back in an hour. Let me know. Give me your thoughts. I called my mom, talked to her, and I just said, you know what? No. As I told Coach Ron, I can't do that, Coach. I've already given
you back
my word. And so I had a great time in Nevada. We won a lot of championships. We won a lot of games. It really started teaching me about the X's and O's, but it was really about the people, the players, is developing them as young men. And I saw so many games where it was because we had those kind of young men and we coached them like that, we developed them like that, they helped us win a lot of games. That character piece, that character development piece, that helped us win a lot of games because we were in a lot of games with a lot of adversity, and football will provide that for you. And so, it was an interesting journey. And then from there, obviously, I started meeting people and I got into the NFL through scouting.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Neil Reynolds, this is producer Gary here.
Gary Hayes, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I've been on a road
trip. Must be a live
read
time. Well, you've been on a road trip. Where you been?
Well, I've been driving around America, as I like to do. And this is what I was going to say. You know, nice little segue into the fact that we're near the end of season three and you're hitting the road at some point this year, aren't you?
We will be, yeah. So the Neil Reynolds road trip will be back with Elite Sports Travel. So last year we had about 30 fans joined me on the road. We went to Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. The group saw three NFL games in that time, and we're going to do it again. So, if you follow at Elite Sports Trav on social media, you can stay up to date. We'll announce details on my social media as well, at Neil Reynolds NFL. No blue tick, but it is me. And we'll announce details closer to time once the schedule comes out in May.
And remind me of what happens on these road trips. You don't lose your blue tick by going on them, do you?
You have to, that's a completely separate thing. We get to spend a lot of time with me. We talk a lot of football. You know, we watched games. We watched Monday Night Football together, having dinner in a bar in Las Vegas. We were on a stadium tour of SoFi in LA. We're on the bus together, traveling everywhere. We had a tailgate party ahead of the Rams Raiders game at SoFi on the Thursday night. We had a drinks event, exclusive drinks event, which featured the Around the NFL podcast heroes. So lots of basically like-minded NFL fans all on the road. I'll be there for about 5 days in the middle of the trip. And we'll just hang out. We'll hang out, talk NFL. We'll lay on some special events. You know, I got Ryan Fitzpatrick to come and meet the group last year. So there'll be a few little surprises along the way. And a good time was had by all, I think. Hopefully everyone's back and we add a few more to our party this year.
When people think of a road trip, obviously the punters, the paying people going on these or having a holiday, does it feel like a holiday for you as well?
It did actually. I shouldn't say that, should I? I should pretend it was work, but it was a nice time. And you know, and just it was. It came sort of last year. Came after I'd been really busy with the London games and the Germany games, and then the workload was a little bit lighter at the start of December. So we were sat on a bus for 5 hours going from Vegas to LA, and I had nothing to do. I was just reading a book, looking at the desert. Then I looked at a bit more desert, read another chapter, looked at some desert. So yeah, it is a nice time. And I kind of move around the bus and spend time with everyone. So yeah, it's just a really, it did feel like a holiday for me as well, I'm not going to lie. And I got to sit in a stadium and watch a game with my nachos, with my drink, wasn't in a press box. It was really good. And Elite Sports Travel, as we've said before, they're the best in class. You'll get looked after from start to finish. And as soon as the schedule's out, we will start determining where we go. This will be the third one. I virtually hosted the first one because of COVID, and I'll be definitely on the road for this one late November, early December.
Right, well, let's get back into this episode and leave you to read your book and dream about being on the road.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
This is seven-time Pro Bowler Cam Jordan, and you're listening to the Neil Reynolds Podcast.
Yeah, you mentioned a couple of bits I picked out. Obviously, you went to JUCO. Mm-hmm. You went to Division II.
Yep.
You were told in no uncertain terms, think about a career other than playing in the NFL. So yeah. It wasn't easy. Nothing was on a silver platter. And that's the same for an international athlete. I can speak that as a parent. I know that it's a grind. It's hard. So that's, you can tell that message, can't you, now to the young men of the NFL Academy. You are going to have bumps in the road.
If you sign on for this, that's to be expected.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I met with the young men last week for the first time. The first thing I told them is expect change. Men, expect change. Number two thing I told them was embrace change.
Mm.
Okay. Because if you fight change, okay, you will get knocked out. That's just a fact. That's a fact. Okay.
Right.
The third thing I told them is you thrive through change. And you can choose to thrive through change. Whether you understand it or not, whether you agree with all of it or not, you make the choice. Nobody can do that for you. You can make the choice to thrive through change. And so for me, and that comes from experience. I mean, you know, my brothers played, my sons played college football. I mean, my nephews have played college football. And nothing's been easy. And because this world, you're talking about a sport that is extremely hard.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot of intestinal fortitude every day. And Lofbra, if the weather around here is cold and wet, you know how hard it is to get that stuff on and want to walk out there and then go hit each other, right, for 2.5 hours?
Right.
I mean, it's hard. It's every. So, you know, there's some guys who are just totally gifted, but that's their plan for them. It's frustrating when you can see your teammates. You might be a better player, you might have more stats, but your teammate is getting a lot of attention and more than you. It's frustrating. Mm. But at the end of the day, the key thing is focusing on your path, and you make sure that you take control of everything that you can control in your path, your academics. I mean, you know, what it's one of my values, core values. You know, this is academically, because when you, if you're going to try to go to the United States and play, you have to try to, you know, you have to try to level the playing field. If right. you're in the UK, you have to be able to close the gap. And so academics is huge. You have to be able to compete academically. Okay. Some guys get away with it. Most guys flounder. Okay. Right. You know, your commitment to your decision making, choices, decisions, consequences, right? It's how are you developing as a person? Because again, you're unknown. They're known.
Right.
What's the separator? So we're going to do a really good job of getting our young men out in the community and teaching them what, in developing that humility piece, right? That give back piece, right? Because what comes with that is responsibility. So you teach, you know, learning responsibility. So, you know, for me, in my journey, it was a lot of decision-making. I mean, remember when I was in junior college, I went back to get my Associate of Arts degree at Long Beach after I left the University of Utah. And I got a letter from the Cowboys, you know, saying, hey, invite me to free agent camp. Mm-hmm. It was the same weekend day of my graduation from junior college. Okay, what do I do? Do I blow off the graduation and the exams and graduation and go to this? Mm. Or do I make sure my exams are right, graduate, and bet on later down the line? What's more important?
Right. Yeah. That long, you played the long game. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, after, like I mentioned, not playing out of high school, right out of high school, making a position change, growing a name for myself, really took off. It was like, you know what? I've been doing all this transferring, and the one thing I don't have is a degree.
So that was your goal.
My mom agreed with me. Support. My dad was not happy.
No, it's tough. Well, yeah, because the athlete in you and the competitor in you is thinking, why couldn't these come on different days? Why couldn't these come at different times? But that doesn't happen.
Like I mentioned earlier, you know, your plan is your plan,
right?
And it's hard for why is it hard for us to want a plan? Then when the plan's laying out in front of you, why is it hard for us to want to accept our plan? Why do we think someone else's results of what they're getting is better for us than what's lying ahead of us? Yeah. And that comes with time. It comes with, and I didn't have a lot of people around me at the time that I didn't have a me around me.
Right.
So to help me guide in, you know, my steps. And so
how important is that, Lamont? How important is that guidance, that character, because I know there's a big character development is a big part of the NFL academy, and you would have seen this at the NFL level with the Chiefs and the Raiders.
Absolutely.
The pressure to perform on Sundays, pressure, I got to perform, it's a next man up business, you know, there's no room for error. For these young kids as well, because they're competitors, they all think, well, I've got to get to America, I've got to do this, I've got to do, and so then for you to guide them, not because you expect them to fail, but not everyone's going to make it. So how important is the whole young man, not just the one that churns out and goes to a Division I program? How important is the support that you provide at the academy?
It's critical because, you know, whatever your journey offers you, the only person you're going to have at the beginning, the middle, and the end is you. So, you know, there's, you tell me, what player in any sport history has played forever?
Doesn't happen. Okay?
Nobody. So then you have to be. So I think what I've learned, I've always tried to tell the truth. And, you know, developing young men from the start of truth, just be truthful. And sometimes the truth is hard. It hurts.
Yeah.
But it'll support you, right? Through your journey. So to have someone point those out, because, you know, when you're young, and we do it as adults, you know, we're guided by how we feel. Our feelings just take over. So we do things, we process things by our feeling versus going by what we know. Mm. And that's the tough part. Like, when you know you shouldn't be doing something and you do it, I mean, you're just hoping you don't get caught.
Right. Yeah, you're waiting to get found out.
Yeah, yeah. So it's do I stay in my a dormitory apartment and sleep instead of going to class?
Right.
Okay, I get away with it once. But it's going to show up eventually in your grades. Right?
Right.
Do I not take care of my body? Okay? And not really train properly. But when you get up against an opponent, and sometimes in practice, you get exposed.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then you're mad. Why you wondering why I'm not playing. Right? Well, you know, it's just, so I just think it's in this day and age with technology and information at our fingertips at high speeds, it's important to slow it down, talk about the truth with these young men.
Mm.
But give them, you know, put the onus on them to understand how to properly make decisions, process information. You know, it's good to have feelings, Neil, but you can't let your feelings have you.
Mm.
I mean, it's okay to have, it's natural.
Yeah.
But we get consumed, our young men get consumed with that. And so, you know, going into this whole recruiting and that type of piece, I mean, you go into this, there is no promises at any level. It's just like in the States, you can play, a lot of kids play high school football. And they all, like me, we all want to be Division I, we all want to play in the NFL.
Right.
The truth of it is that's not how it works. Right. And so, this developing the person, the whole person, is vital. If we're doing that, the NFL is doing that, because we know through experience, through stats, that if we can provide our athletes with pathways to success, we've done our bit. And right. Whether that be a successful husband, a successful friend, a successful business person, a success, whatever, that we have done our bit, right? And I think that's what my years in the NFL, I was honored to do it, but that's what kept me in, because they're committed to that, and we're bringing that here. And so our young men were fortunate that we have people at Loughborough College and University collectively, along with the NFL, that's providing them with the ultimate elite opportunity to develop as a pure student athlete.
I was just going to ask, my last question was on the global game, that, you know, if you're good enough now, they'll find you. That's one of the academy's purposes. But it sounds like, you know, this final question, should you're as excited about the 5 or 6 or 7 names that are on the board as a division. Yeah, there'll be a coach's list of players that they think can go D1. But from what I'm listening to you, it's, I want to get my hands on the 43rd kid on this list as well, because that's as exciting to you by the sounds of it as the players that are going to advance. Now, the players that are going to advance, of course, are important for the program, aren't they? But the program is more than that.
Yeah, it's about getting these young men opportunities to go and continue their football. So whether you're at Division II, whether you're at junior college, Division II, NAI, Division I, Division II, FCS, Power Five, that's what it's about. Because ultimately, you know, we're going to end up, when their college careers or high school careers expire, we're hoping to put back, you know, business people back in the UK, in the countries of where they're from, the UK and other countries, right? Putting doctors back out there, lawyers. We are the Shield is about excellence on all phases, and that's what we're trying to get to. So, you know, we're going to do everything we can to get our young men exposed, right? But the young men will also know that's earned. Mm-hmm. That's not expected. Okay,
absolutely.
So we're gonna. It's those slowing down, you know, when you have to earn that earn part. That's the part they'd rather not necessarily hear.
Yeah.
But as long as I'm here, they're going to hear that earn part, because that's how you gain respect for the people that's gone before you, right? And you carry that legacy on. We've had, you know, so many success stories that have come out of the Academy since 2019. And they look back, and so, you know, they're an example for these young men. And sometimes our young men, you know, they can lose sight of that.
Yep.
We're going to continue to build our alumni strong so they don't lose that connectivity with the men that's gone before them. And I will leave you with this. This is about giving young people all over the UK, boys and girls, through flag football, okay, through tackle football, the opportunity to really know what it's like, and I think it's special, is what you learn about team when you play a sport like this, and how those lessons of team just carry you through all phases of your life, friendship, marriage, sickness, you name it, team will always be there for you.
There we are. Hope you enjoyed my conversation with Lamont Winston. He has certainly got big plans for the Academy. Look forward to seeing what happens there in Loughborough over the next few years. And just to let you know that we've got one more episode this season, and it's going to come up very shortly on your feeds with myself and Gary Hayes, looking back at some of our favourite guests we've had over the years, some of the best moments from three seasons of the Neil Reynolds podcast. So thank you for listening. Thank you, Gary Hayes. And thank you, Elite Sports Travel, for your continued support. And we'll be back very, very soon with that final episode of season three. See you then. Listening to the Neil Reynolds podcast, brought to you by Elite Sports Travel. This episode was hosted by myself, Neil Reynolds, while Gary Hayes is our producer. Gary and I have also written this series together. Our consultant producers are Kerry Levy, Jackie Anklin, Nick Lapworth, and Neil Pacchietto. Taylor Hayes mixed this episode and also composed our theme music. If you'd like to keep up to date with everything we're doing throughout the season, then please follow us on Twitter and Instagram at the NR Podcast. My personal account is also at Neil Reynolds NFL. If you've enjoyed this podcast and would like to hear more like it, then visit highway61.media. That's HWY61.media. Please tell your friends about the podcast and help spread the word. Better still, leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening. This has been a Highway 61 production for the Reynolds Podcast Network.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Save big money on your roofing project at Menards with Owens Corning Shingles. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements and enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 24 colors of Owens Corning Duration Shingles and transform your home today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money.